with under yeah. no problem under Robert Gibson's tutelage, like, what are some of, like, those important lessons that you've learned to get you to this point already?
You know, Robert is very old school, and he's very, he has a formula, and I know that formulas are changing, but I will say that I wouldn't be, I think, as business minded and just, like, and character and just everything. And even when it comes to, like, me working, and there's always room for improvement. I'm always going to be learning and growing, and what I am now, I hope I'm a million times better and different and more evolved, you know, a year from now. Mm-hmm. But he just pushes you really hard. Like, he is like my dad. Like, he genuinely, like, he has a daughter my age, so I know he's very, like, he's tough on me, like he would be on her, and just in a different way, you know, not in a life way, but in, like, this industry way. And he's the reason why I think I have progressed the way I have. I trained with him for probably almost a full year before I even had my first match. And the entire time, it was almost an emotional roller coaster. Like, sometimes I'm like, maybe I shouldn't tell people this. And then sometimes I'm like, no, it's all part of the process. And I want people that are just starting to know that it's a part of it. But I would see times where, like, he would be so hard on me, and I would go home and I would cry. But it's all a part of what's pushed me to be able to grasp what I have. And on top of that, I'm a very all in or nothing type of person. I focus when I want to do something, I focus everything into it. So when I started this journey, I kind of knew, like, I did so much research and I started watching so many, like, old school matches. And even, like, I find even currently, like, I will watch my peers. I will watch people that I hope that I can wrestle one day and grasp, like, what they're doing and mm-hmm. if it's working or not. And that's all kind of built, you know, like, I think when people kind of rest on what they're doing right now, I think that's when you stop growing, or that's when you don't fully grasp, like, the importance of growth and everything that's going to, like, put you to the top. And that's always been super important to me. So when I started, like, wrestling, I was like, you know, I'm going to have the right promo shots. I'm going to have good gear. And it's taken me a full year. I almost a full year. I debuted in February last year, 2017. So mm-hmm. I'm just under a full year of working. And, you know, it's taken me this long to really kind of grasp a character. And one day I was just kind of sitting around, and I just want to take it to the next level. And I was, how can I take this to the next level? How can I grow? I've already kind of accomplished a lot in my first year. I've done things that not a lot of people do in their first year. And that's because I've been very, like, persistent. But I was like, how can I make my second year even better? And what can I do to get to the top? And that's when I kind of came up with this born again character.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that started in the summertime, and I started writing this backstory because I kind of, like, how can I be a character when I don't even know where the character came from? So I had to create this entire story for her.
I love it.
Thank you. So, like, I actually, like, the narrative and everything in that story I wrote, and then I had, one of my really good friends, his girlfriend, she's actually an author. So she went behind me and helped me fill in words and spots and, like, things that I wasn't sure, like, how to put into words. So she definitely helped me with that. But, you know, I was, like, also very inspired by, like, Undertaker. So I kind of want, in a way, be a Lady Taker in a way. Like, that's a huge inspiration
nice.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
So that just was such an important thing. Like, I feel like this day, like, I'm not, like you kind of said, like, the whole character thing, I think, is starting to get lost, and it really is so important, because you have to be an attraction. Like, people want, you have, besides being able to work and actually, like, drawing the crowd in and wanting them to see what's going to happen next in a match, like, I just feel like that it's all important. Like, you can just show up and be yourself, and that works for some people, but it's not going to work for everybody, and I started to realize, like, that's not going to work for me. So, I I felt kind of, I'll be honest, I kind of felt lost in the ring a little bit because I didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why figuring out who I was and having someone to ground me and someone that I can, like, my actions can mirror and stuff. That's why I came up with this priestess idea. So that way when I'm in the ring, I know, even outside of the ring, like, I know who I am. And I think that's helped me so much. Just, I just released this January 1st, and even mm-hmm. just since then, like, everything, like, I had felt more clear, and I have felt, like, I've had more confidence. So it's, I there's no going back, and I'm happy it happened. Like, I'm happy I found this.
That's great.
Path, yeah.